We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We caught up with Coach Neil Brown following his press conference at Big 12 Media Day on Wednesday. Hear what he had to say coming up right after this.
It's almost time for West Virginia football at Milan Pushkar Stadium.
That kick is good! West Virginia wins it!
Don't miss your chance to be a part of the team.
Up the sideline, 25-30, 35-40, hits a fundraiser, there he goes!
Season tickets are on sale now at WVUGame.com and 1-800-WVU-GAME.
He's in the end zone! It's a touchdown!
Become a Mountaineer today.
All the new people on your staff, from social media to assistants or whatever, teaching your culture. That's another time crunch for you. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well, I think turnover is not always negative. And that I don't mean that it's hit anybody that left the staff. I just think anytime you have staff turnover, you bring new ideas. And just like you're sharing. So what we do is we get a new employee, we always do an orientation. We've got an onboarding process that we do but we also ask them key questions because they may have ideas that can help us do things better. And so that's how we approach it.
Coach, you've seen an improvement in your recruiting process. Is that just because it's, you know, the year three of your coaching, or is there specific things you can point to where you know?
Well, I think one of them is we kind of figured out where the best areas are to recruit. I think we're recruiting to our strengths. And let's face it, we've done $55 million in facility enhancements, and that matters. You know, that matters. And I think our staff and then the people behind the scenes have done an incredible job of evaluating and then going to get them.
Have you talked about at the end of the season you had the number one pass defense in the Big 12? Just having a better group back, how important is that?
What else? You know, and we're going into year three within the same system. You know, we've had some turnover coaching-wise, but our systems don't change. And that's the thing that I always talk to our players about is, hey, our off-season programs are off-season program. Our academic approach is our academic approach. Our offense system, our defense system, special teams, those are our systems. People may come and go, whether it's players or coaches, but our systems don't change. And so we do. We've got a lot of experience there. I think we've got some veterans. Our communication should be at a high level. And so I'm looking forward because we're going to have a really good mix of some guys that are fourth, fifth, sixth-year players and some guys that are going to be first or second-year players that are going to be in the mix in that position as well.
Neil, what do you think about Dante Stills possibly being on the Outland as well as the Madurski watch list?
Well, I think it's earned. I do. He's been a really productive player. I think he has a lot of improvement to make. You know,
sophomore, and I think he played well as a sophomore, played well as a junior. His body is so much better from a physical conditioning standpoint than it's ever been. He's stronger than he's ever been. He's more explosive. And I really expect him to make a really big leap, not only in production, but just overall play this year.
Coach, when you look at the expansion of the college football playoff across Big 12 teams, what does that mean for West Virginia, but also for you as a non-Power 5 coach at Troy, what does that mean for those smaller programs to get their opportunity?
Well, I think it's good. I think it's good for the game. I mean, I think the one thing that we have to evaluate is how many games is too many. You know, I think that's the question that needs to be asked. I'm for the playoff getting expanded. I think it gives more teams opportunities, whether it's group or five. I think it's a positive for the Big 12. It's a positive for West Virginia. My only question on how it works is, what's the correct number of games?
Neil, as player movement has become easier via transfer, has it impacted how you guys recruit, whether it's holding a few spots back or whether it's you get a look at a higher caliber of high school kid just because of the crunching of the spots?
So I think a couple things. So the short answer is absolutely, it has changed. I mean, I think that so we do hold spots. The other thing that you do is, regardless if somebody commits or not, you continue to have communication with them and continue to grow the relationship with the high school or the junior college, because they could potentially be in the portal and you want to have that background with them in case that happens. So those are a couple things that change. I think what you're seeing in college football, and whether this is positive or negative, I don't know. I think future will tell. But what I mean is, and this has happened in college basketball over the last several years, is you're building team to team. Does that make sense? And so necessarily for building for 3 and 4 years down the road, I don't know if that's possible anymore. You know, so from year to year, you're really building teams. And like I said, I'm not sitting here on my stump saying that's better or worse. I don't know yet. But I think that's the reality of it.
During in-person recruiting when you returned in June, how much did you guys use the waiver for the one-hour workout, the private workout for recruits?
We had less than 25. Mm-hmm. You know, I think some of that's probably geographically. But also, it was only available for rising seniors. And you're so far down the line when you get to June with these rising seniors, especially the recruiting process was sped up during the pandemic because of virtual visits and those type of things. So as a university, we'd already narrowed our list, and the kids had already narrowed their list. So we utilized it. It was positive. It's unique because it was a one-on-one workout. How accurate of a representation of their ability to play football, not real sure. But it wasn't a mass number.
Neil, on name, image, likeness for a school like West Virginia, do you feel like it gives y'all a better chance to compete at a higher level, or does it make it more difficult for y'all to compete?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I'm a proponent of the name, image, and likeness. I think it makes sense. I'm not real sure why anybody wouldn't be able to profit, whether it's Don Williams or it's myself, whether it's any of our players. Why wouldn't anybody be able to profit off name, image, likeness? I'm a proponent of it. I think it's a challenge. I think it's a challenge for athletic departments. I think it's a challenge for coaches. I think it's a challenge for student athletes. Okay, we're in an evolving world, and we're all trying to figure out how to make it work. I think it really can be a positive for West Virginia, and the reason I say it can be a positive and it should be a positive is because we don't share the spotlight in our state. There's no professional teams. There's not another Power 5 university, and so there should be unique opportunities within our state that may be in another state that has split loyalties. So I think it can be a beneficial, and I think we're trying to navigate how to make it work the best.
Neil, when they follow up on the team building, does that change the way you coach them with the more turnover? I don't want to say simplified, but you change the way you teach because of the number of...
I think you changed the way you teach it. I think that the way we taught it was changed, you know, 3 to 5 years ago, just because how kids learn is so much different, you know, and everything's digital. And so I think how we teach is shorter meetings, shorter work, less verbiage. So everything's simpler anyway. So it really leans itself to being... And when you're building, when you have Tony Fields, for example, like he came in a week, you know, 3 or 4 days into fall camp and was still a really productive player for us. You know, I think a lot of that credit goes to Jeff Koons for teaching, but Tony learned it. But we were simple, too. And so I think it's been changing. I don't think necessarily just because of the portal it'll change any further.
Neil, when you look, Gary Patterson was actually talking talking about this earlier, how if players were able to have the NIL last year, we fear that would be able to stay for another season. Do you think that that's going to be the norm now that they are being able to use their name, image, or likeness, they could stay for an extra season benefiting you guys?
I do think because they're going to have the opportunity, there is a draw to make money. I mean, I think, you know, to say that, that nobody's driven by that, I'm not saying it should be the sole factor in any decision making, whether you're moving up a job, I'm moving up a job, our players are deciding to go to the NFL. But I think we're naive to think that it's not a part of that decision, you know. So I think Gary makes a valid point. You know, if you have a student athlete who has financial difficulties or is hungry to make money and have all the things that go with making money, then if they're able to bring in some income through name, image, likeness, I think that could be a factor on a guy that's riding the fence, whether to leave or not.
Coach, follow up on the COVID. Did you go over the NC State thing with the guys about what happened with the baseball team in the World Series and the repercussions?
We talked about it. We did. And what we did is we're in the education business on this medical thing. And what I said up front is, I mean, like, I can share my personal, like the personal decision I made, and I can share why I made that decision. But for our players, you know, it's their individual decision. It's not something I can force on them. It's not something I think it's my right to force on them. I think it's their individual decision or their family, that with assistance from their family. All we can do is provide the information. And we talk about it. We talk about it a lot, John. You know, we try to get those experts in front of them.
85%, is that the number you have to have vaccinated to do the, not testing and all that?
I don't know if that's been exactly validated yet.
All right.
Any of you were talking out there about third downs and red zone. I was thinking about the arrangement you had with Jared last year, calling plays. I don't know if you thought about, like, would changing processes or operations, would that maybe go into better success there? Was that good and it just needs to be rehearsed a little bit better?
Yeah.
That dynamic.
Yeah, so I think that when you struggle, maybe and here's the thing, we made steady improvements from where we were, right? And I think it's a combination of everything, right? It's, can we call better plays? Can we put our guys in better positions? The answer is probably yes. Could our communication as coaches always be better? Absolutely. Do we got to do a better job of catching the football or being able to win at the point of attack? Yes. You know, I think it's a factor of everybody that's got to be better. Start with myself, start with Jared. But we got to be better in all phases, on especially those main – because, look, the games come down to there's some critical plays, right? And we've got to be able to execute those critical plays more, third, fourth down, red zone opportunities.
Neil, without going into too much information, just what do you think of this Steve Sarkisian hiring Texas, and what does that do for the Big 12?
You know, Steve, he's done a great job offensively. As far as how it affects the Big 12, probably not. I think he adds to the roster of coaches, which I think is an extremely high level in our league.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. Thanks for listening.